Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at ya from what feels like deep inside of Satan's colon, Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific hot fucking coast. A little bit after 5 if you're listening to us out east. And or in Florida, where, you know, I guess we shouldn't bitch about the weather because you're about to be cock slapped by an old hurricane.
No, but, really? Is it coming? What's the deal with the hurricane?
I believe they've declared a state of emergency in Florida, which
in the Gulf,
the instant they elected Rick Scott is what they should have done. But yes, in the Gulf, apparently. No, not the Gulf, the Atlantic side, I think.
Right.
So I think the eastern side is the one that might be getting smacked.
Okay.
So we're going to be here the next couple of hours, ladies and germs. Thanks for listening to us. You may be downloading us as a podcast.
Download us.
You can go to iTunes. You can go to Stitcher. You can go to crab diving.
It's so fucking hot. It's so hot. I just had a wave of sweat just fall off me. It sucks.
Crabdiving.com. is the place to go to download us. You can also listen to us here on the stream 24/7. We play reruns of ourselves. We are here live from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every goddamn freaking weekday for your ear holes.
Go fuck yourself.
Then we rerun. We got other shows here on the network tonight. A brand new sparkling for your ear holes. The Hollywood Hick.
Fuck y'all.
The very funny Mr. Brent Paris. Comedian out here in the Los Angeles area.
We are broke the fuck up.
Who lives within spitting distance of Hollywood and Vine.
Right.
Of the most famous intersection in the world.
Yes.
Brent's show is tonight, 7 p.m. Pacific. And it's a brand new one for you.
So, totally.
Listen to crabdiving.com/live. All kinds of shit going on in the world. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. To communicate... And if you want to communicate with us too,
jiggy.
During the show, it's you could tweet us. You know, we just don't have the energy to fire up the whole Skype bullshit.
I can't do it.
Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, one word, at Crab Diving.
Swat.
Join in the fun. Also, if you would like to slug it out with some right wing nut jobs, especially some gun fondlers, some ammosexuals.
Oh, yes. Are they on Twitter right now?
Facebook. Twitter is pretty active with the all you have to do is hashtag gun sense and they lose their fucking minds. Right away they think you're kicking in the door and grabbing the gun out of their hands and then you're going to flip their daughter over and do something nasty to her.
By the way, shout out to at Limberbutt2016.
Limberbutt
McCubbins.
McCubbins running for president. The cat. We endorsed Limberbutt here early primaries.
I think he was listening because he says, I am anti-genital lopping, describing your podcast. What did we talk about that?
We may have. I think...
genital lopping?
We talked about Limberbutt, and we may have been talking about what his...
I don't know. Is Limberbutt a male or female?
I think it's male and what his platforms are. And one of us may have said something about, I don't know. We may have, or maybe something they're dealing with. But anyway, they've said, but welcome to the podcast, Limberbutt.
Welcome.
Thanks for listening, Limberbutt.
We would like to welcome Limberbutt McCubbins 9.
We've got a lot of news going on, ladies and gentlemen. The right wingers, they don't stop when it's hot.
No.
They're used to that shit.
You can hate in any weather you want, dude. You can be intolerant of other people no matter the shit weather.
Exactly. All kinds of stuff going on in the news. Let's see what's going on. Oh, big news regarding the person from our drop.
Oh, yes.
Who takes us into the news.
Yummy.
In fact, we may have to call a special session of crab diving with all the material that this is going to provide.
Speaking of special, how about the animation? Oscar Galliano provided us.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. Go to Crab Diving Facebook. It's also...
it's funny as fuck.
As far as YouTube, I'm a Luddite because I was over on YouTube and I was just trying to figure out how to fucking share the video on our YouTube page.
You Luddite.
Oscar Galliano animated a call that he made to us. It's very brief. It's only like 30 seconds, but it was really funny. So
he thinks you're
awesome.
Me and I'm you.
I think the animator doesn't know the difference between the voices. So
listen, you can't
lump. So they gave the guy with the blue eyes
right.
The year lines.
Your eyes are blue as fuck in that anime too, man. You piercing blue eyes.
I was wearing my animated contacts at the time. Yeah, thanks for that. Check our Twitter, check our
Danke.
Facebook, and
yes.
Check all our that stuff. But a special event this evening, apparently, on some ridiculous, I'm sure right wing nut job streaming news channel. Sarah Palin is going to interview Donald Trump.
What are they going to do? What are they going to talk about?
I don't care. I'm going to find that. I don't know if I'll be able to watch it live, but I'll be happy to download the shit out of that. And I think we're going to have a lot of material from that. Can you imagine Sarah Palin and
damn.
Donald Trump?
If you live in Mexico and you just hear, I mean, you're not immersed in the politics. Do you think you know that Trump and Palin and all these fucking xenophobes like aren't representative of most of the country? Because I think most of the country,
I would hope so. I mean, the enlightened ones,
hateful assholes.
Well, it's probably like the same thing here. It's like the people who are in tune and in touch and know what's going on can kind of realize that, you know, not the whole country is knuckle dragging dickwads. And just like we know, you know, if you go over to France, not everybody's a snooty prick.
Oh, wee wee, fuck you. Fuck you, asshole.
Just mostly. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah. I found the people very nice in France.
Well.
But I'm white.
Right. So does that help? Are they racist?
You know, they've got some issues there. They've
really?
Got, they've got problems with, sure, racist. They're racists are everywhere. You think it's, I mean, I know we've perfected it to an art here in the United States of America, but, well, South Africa did a pretty damn good job, too. Come to think of it.
I mean, if you want to start claiming hate is what we do better than anyone else, you really have to think about that. I mean, the Nazis, damn, Godwin's Law. What minute are we in? It's not even 10 minutes into my own fucking show. We went full Nazi.
Well, we have Trump Nazi news, too.
Oh, do we?
Did you hear him say, I'm not a fan of the Nazis?
Oh, wow.
I'm not a fan of the Nazis.
If you have to tell me that you don't support the Nazis, you know.
Maybe there's an issue, an underlying issue you're suggesting.
Dude, how about that picture, that cartoon of Trump as the pig? That you showed me?
Yeah.
Describe that.
It's a South African political cartoonist who drew, it's a pig. The head of the pig is like the Republican Party, and it's eating, I don't know what it's eating, but then the rear end of the pig is Donald Trump, and the asshole, the sphincter, the anus.
Mm-hmm. Anus?
Is spilling out. Santorum. It's spilling without the lube.
It's shit.
There's
shit coming out.
Lubeless Santorum. And it says, I don't know what policies, racism. It's all the shit coming out of his mouth that it says, but it's pretty gross, pretty disgusting. But it shows you what they think of us in other countries. And in fact, I've got a story for later on in the program here. Don't forget, it's Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Not that we're going to do anything special. It's just we like the alliteration.
Go fuck yourself.
And the last half hour of the show is when you'll be able to hear Ryan's favorite part of the week, which is the top five songs per Billboard, the Hot 100. We listen to what the kids these days are listening to.
Are we going
to
have time to cover that today?
Fuck yeah, we always get to the top five. Always time to squeeze that in. I've got a story on, they asked people around the world kind of their opinions of what's going on in America and the Republican Party and stuff. And it's frightening as fuck. It's exactly what you were just kind of alluding to with the fact that everything's for assholes.
Right.
The world.
What do you mean? Everyone is an asshole?
No, everyone thinks we're assholes.
Oh, yeah,
around the world.
We're
yeah.
Assholes, yes. Everyone is an asshole as well.
And that's also quite very true.
I got distracted. I'm so sorry. I tweeted out the fucking link today for the show for people to listen to, and I realized I fucked up. I put a space in it, so it didn't work. So I had to retweet the link. So if anyone was having trouble
with desperately seeking crab diving through the Twitter link.
I just got disgusted with myself. It's hot.
Nasty as fuck. Yeah, crab diving is in an ancient Hollywood building here where the section, the office that we're in, there's no way you could really put an air conditioner in without like cutting holes in walls or some shit, or, you know, putting some kind of fucked up boards over half of these windows.
It's really not.
We have these 6-foot windows, which are really nice. But
right. I mean, you know what the temperature is in Iran right now? It's hot.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot warmer.
We can't complain.
You know? So, and we live in a free country. So I guess we need to shut the fuck up.
Well, we're like 36th for freedom, right?
Oh, are we really? Are we before or after Russia?
We're before Russia.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, for us, guys.
Yeah. Russia, which, so many stories. I don't want to get off track. Russia, we got a Russia story, too. They're doing weird shit with food. Over there in Russia.
What do you mean? Like German kind of weird shit with food?
No, they're piling it up and burning it.
Why?
Because it's American.
Oh, my God. I hope no one's starving.
Well, that's the thing. How profoundly assholish it is. Anyway, we'll get to that later on, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see what's in the headlines.
What a horrible planet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Honestly.
Here it is. I can't find the drop. There it is.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news studios, high atop the sweltering crab diving tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, August the 28th, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
Oh, I burped. These are your headlines. Damn it.
So close.
It was that burp hadn't got me.
God damn it. Somebody burp this guy before he does the promo next. Right. Jesus, where's your burper? Summon the royal burper!
It's highly unprofessional.
Off with the head of the royal burper. You have failed.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Fuck you.
The headline is taking its time to load, and it says
everything sucks.
There's a probably is a just a generic picture of a scale, you know, with the kind a balance scale, not a you stand on it and
right.
It says you're too fat kind of scale.
The scale of a snake.
It says Planned Parenthood fights back.
Yes.
Da da da.
What are they? Are they? You know, aborting people? Are they doing drive-by abortions?
Planned Parenthood filed a complaint in Alabama on Friday.
They're complaining that they're in Alabama. I get it.
Right.
It's hard. Have you been there?
Can you just file a complaint about Alabama?
Have you ever been to Alabama?
Through?
On the way? That doesn't count. You got to go there, have dinner, spend some time.
I can't say that I have then. Drove through it.
Hey, boy.
Seeking to stop the state from defunding its health clinics.
Yay.
After this, that bull's bullshit videos. Meanwhile, yesterday, if you go to our Facebook, the story's there.
Right.
They had some independent video experts look over some of these ridiculous videos that they've put out. And they're like, they're doctored. There's shenanigans going on.
Yes.
Not even just creative editing, but there might be other shenanigans going on.
God.
So they're looking at them now. They're like, it's bullshit.
Where'd they do these movies at? Lionsgate or something?
Right.
Or did they straight up had it produced?
They've also
fiction.
Filed similar lawsuits in Louisiana.
Fuck you.
which is saying it's going to terminate its contract with Planned Parenthood.
Hey, what does Louisiana do that's not totally shitty? Name one good thing about Louisiana. Jazz.
New Orleans is a great city.
We're taking jazz off the table.
Those people are just fucked being in the middle of that shithole of
those poor people.
Conservitude.
I mean, they can't even change a section of street to Martin Luther King right. Jr. Drive or Boulevard, whatever the fuck.
In Violet.
But in Violet, Louisiana. Martin Luther King never did nothing for Violet.
I'm no racist, but you keep pushing me, you're going to see me get racist.
Ooh, hey, listen, scary white guy. Pump the brakes.
So Planned Parenthood is joined in the lawsuit with the ACLU. Oh, they love the ACLU,
shit.
Don't they?
Fuck you, boy.
Which they don't realize how many times the ACLU goes to bat for some of these screeching Christians when, on occasion, someone does actually restrict their religious rights. It happens.
Totally, man.
And the ACLU fights for them, too.
Right.
But they don't get
the
that.
Little guy. They're the little guy.
They're saying that the governor in Alabama illegally terminated the contract to provide health services under Medicaid. So they're looking for court action to make sure that Alabama patients can still have, you know, health care. God fucking damn.
I mean, I know it's the Michigan emergency manager thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad, right?
Yes.
I mean, what if Obama got, pick a lib. What if Obama's like, hey, Cory Booker, I know you have other things going on right now, but we have other people that can do what you're doing. We do.
Right.
There's a place called Alabama. They are.
It's yours?
Or Louisiana.
See, we don't want to do that as much as I agree.
Do you hate the people of Louisiana and or Alabama? You don't hate Cory Booker.
But that's the evil Republican logic.
So what?
Is that we know better than those brown people. So we're going to put in an emergency manager and take over.
But
and
Cory Booker's
take away
brown.
Their rights to vote.
Cory Booker's brown. I'm sitting a brown person.
Yeah, it's because we agree with them. Yeah. We want the people, everyone to be able to vote and everyone to go out and vote. And then we'll be neck deep in Cory Booker's.
Yay. Listen.
Right?
Absolutely.
If the actual people actually got the fuck off of the couch. And I understand it's hot in some places.
Well,
you got to get out and vote
in
November.
But they can't. It doesn't even matter, though, really. It's their vote isn't representative of their area because of gerrymandering. I mean, fuck that. Really? It's bullshit.
Great gerrymandering story.
I mean, our states ran by libs and Dems, the people there must be better off than states ran by GOP assholes and Tea Party jerk-offs.
Well, look at Wisconsin versus Minnesota right now.
Oh, okay.
And it'll just night and day.
Minnesota's ran by that asshole from Saturday Night Live, Stuart Smalley. Fuck him!
So that's the headline, is that Planned Parenthood ain't going down without a fight. Sad. No. It's sad that this happens. This concerted effort, this massive fraud of these
massive.
Ridiculous videos that they're coming out with.
Yeah. And all Planned Parenthood does really, 3% of their budget goes to abortions, right?
Yep.
A whopping 3%. And the 97% gives healthcare to people.
Men and women, by the way.
Really? I thought you had to be a woman to go to Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm. No, remember Dave Sharp was in here and he said he used to go there weekly and grab a big handful of condoms.
Hey, Dave, if you're listening, we're talking about all your numerous trips to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, the host of the Midnight Breakfast podcast here on the network.
Is that where he got his IUD?
Ooh. Painful.
Ouchie.
Listen to the Midnight Breakfast podcast streaming here on the network.
Might
even be immediately following this episode here at 4 p.m.
Perfecto. But they're bringing healthcare to people that can't afford it.
Right.
Who's against that?
The Republicans who think that it's just a baby chop shop.
Oh, yeah. That's so stupid. I had an abortion argument with somebody on Facebook.
You had an abortion.
Yes. Kill it. No, I was having an argument with some asshole Facebook friends in high school from the Bible Belt about abortion. And he replied to me with the hashtag baby chop shop.
That's amazing, yeah.
What a dick.
Baby Chop Shop.
What's wrong with people?
Well, we had one guy post something on, I don't know, there's a meme or a cartoon or something we put on our Facebook page.
Meme.
And he said, abortion is murder.
Okay.
And we just responded, not everyone agrees.
Not according to science, dickface.
And he's like, whatever allows you to sleep at night.
Fuck you, right. Honestly.
Right.
I sleep fine, dickhead.
The moral police again.
You're the hater. He should have trouble sleeping. You want to control the puss.
Right, and who knows what the hell he's got going on in his life. Yeah. What shenanigans he's up to.
Oh, I'm sure he's a real gym to hang out with. You think he yells out Nike and his kids have to stare at their feet like the Dugars?
So go to yesterday's Crab Diving, crabdiving.com, and listen to it. We talk about the story of
the Dugars.
The Papa Dugger.
God, what a creep.
Creepy as fuck.
I'm a fan of you before your breast implant.
Weird.
Oh, sorry. I was talking about another Duger thing. Yeah.
Oh, that's his son.
Oh, God.
To the hooker. Yeah. Or not the hooker, the adult entertainer.
I'm all over the place with this fucking heat.
But Papa Dugger has a mandate to the boys of the Dugger clan that I guess anytime there's a hussy of a woman showing skin or looking all sexy and shit, that he says the word Nike and they all have to look down at their shoes.
Nike.
So that they don't, you know, think horrific, lustful thoughts and then touch themselves or anything.
It almost sounds like a fun game, though. Like,
I saw a pair over there, Nike.
Is there a way you could recondition them, like, every time? Like, to make it not about tits or whatever, or women walking in the room. Make it about, like, I don't know, whenever.
I think these kids are fucked up.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Obviously. Look at Josh. Look how Josh turned out. Good job there, dads.
I mean,
good job there, mom.
He paid for sex.
Not mom. She doesn't do shit.
Yeah. He paid for sex with that porn star, the stripper person, Danica Dillon.
She's not allowed to do shit, I should say.
Yeah. But Danica Dillon, is that her name? Doesn't matter.
Who?
I guess Danica. Danica Dillon, the porn star / stripper that Duger hooked up with.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, she gets paid to sleep with people. And she was creeped out by him.
Right.
Think about
that. She said she's had rough sex before, but this was like, even beyond that, like creepy.
This is the star of 19 and counting, man. What happened? He's our role model.
Right. He's a great role model.
Profound disappointment, right? I mean, geez.
Speaking of disappointment, we can see what's going on over at the Drudge Report.
Yay.
Set your calendars back to the 1200s, 1300s maybe. We'll give them a little credit. And it's a headline all in red.
Oh, shit.
And it says, it's a Bloomberg. It says, Hillary already has the votes.
Quote, oh, shit.
In quotes.
She's already taken over.
It's a Bloomberg article. It says Clinton camp says 1/5 of delegates are already secured for the nomination.
So Bernie's out. Biden's out.
As Hillary Clinton's campaign seeks to project dominance in a field that could soon include Vice President Joe Biden, her top advisors are touting a decisive edge on a little discussed metric called super delegate commitments.
Super. What does that mean?
It says that she's already secured 1/5 of the pledges needed to win the Democratic presidential nomination.
Right.
They come from current and former elected officials, committee office holders, and other party dignitaries. campaign says that she currently has about 130 super delegates that are publicly backing her.
Okay.
They're saying that recent conversations in Minneapolis that they think commitments are increasing to more than 400, which would be about 20% of the number that she needs to secure the nomination.
Holy shit.
So people are already saying, you know, okay, yeah, we like Bernie and we like Biden, but we'll stick with you.
It's terrified. They're terrified. They're terrified that we have to put the easiest candidate up. the one with the most money to make sure they beat whatever Frankenstein the Republicans march out?
Doesn't it matter, like, kind of how people vote, too, at some point? I mean, if completely tanks at the polls, I don't know if they can...
What's with this delegate bullshit? Is that what you're saying? Oh. Why does my vote not fucking matter? What's with this delegate shit?
That's where it gets a little confusing.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that much math. It should be, okay, candidate A got a shit ton of votes, and candidate B did not. Candidate A wins. Go fuck yourself.
The current estimates peg the total number of delegates at next summer's presidential convention to be about 4,500, meaning that the candidate, you know, needs half of that to win.
Yeah.
Clinton's camp says that with more than 400 already, saying they're into her, says she's already wrapped up support of more than a lot of these super delegates who, among under party rules, are among those who cast votes for the nomination, along with delegates selected by rank and file voters in primaries. So it's a mixture. So the people that we vote for,
okay,
the delegates, also they put in... a bunch of, well, that's kind of bullshitty. They put in a whole bunch of these pundits or, you know, dignitaries, super delegates who also get to vote.
What the fuck?
But I guess they can commit themselves ahead of time.
Yeah. They cast bird bones into the
I don't know what goes on there. We'll have to learn more about that whole process. Because just the way
it sounds ridiculous,
here, it
sounds
a man. Bullshitty and shady.
Yeah.
Like, why not just if you have the people vote, but now they have these super delegates. I guess we have a fourth plague death here in the United States, according to the Drudge Report.
Plague? Yeah. Are you shitting me?
The plague. This is in Utah, and this is from the Associated Press. A Utah man in his 70s died after contracting the plague, which is the fourth death from the disease this year.
Right.
In the United States of hashtag America.
Fuck you.
They're still trying to figure out how he got it. They think
it was a Mexican.
Have been by a flea or contact with a dead animal, which is the most common way to get it, they say. They're
a
still
flea from Mexico. It was a Mexican flea.
Anywhere between 1 and 17 cases have been reported each year since 2000.
Oh, shit.
Deaths are rare. The CDC is saying that there's not necessarily a cause for alarm.
If you get the plague, do you have to go into the hospital?
I would think so.
Are you in quarantine?
Yeah, probably, but...
Oh, so gross.
It's just antibiotics, right? I mean, I don't think it's even a real, like, specialized...
fucking idea.
...kind of treatments. I think it's an antibiotic type thing, which when you think about how much of Europe was taken out from the plagues and... had they discovered penicillin a little earlier.
It's like that leeching, the leeches. It's like the whole bleeding thing didn't work at all.
Right. Although the whole leech thing, there's medicinal uses for leeches now, like especially in areas where there's blood pooling, edema and stuff like that. Yes. They can put the leeches on and they suck out the blood and stuff like that.
And vaginal rejuvenation as well, or no?
And we use maggots too, medicinal maggots.
Ah, gross, man.
Like people who have really severe diabetes and they get sores that don't heal and just start necrotizing and rotting away and things like that.
The maggots eat the dead skin?
The maggots eat the dead tissue and leave the healthy tissue.
Blech. Oh my God, that is disgusting.
That's amazing.
But I know it's amazing, but who's the first guy that tried it? It's like, you know what? I'm going to try something. This is going to be really fucked up. Right. I don't want to do it. Did they practice on animals?
Well, I'm assuming they did.
Gerbils.
Like, nobody just grabbed a bunch of maggots out of the trash.
Where did you get these maggots?
Try this.
Right. We're going to prescribe. I mean, where do you take them at home? Do you go to the pharmacy and get some maggots?
I think they're specially grown maggots.
These maggots are special.
Right.
In God's eyes.
They go through like SEAL Team 6 kind of training and shit.
Oh, really? The Dirty Dozen.
Over at Drudge Report, they're worried that,
hey, you maggots,
that Hillary has already got the votes.
Now, fuck you, Drudge.
Because they love her so much.
Oh, hey, go put your mouth upon the gun dick of Wayne LaPierre. That's what you want to be doing right now?
Gross. The gun dick of Wayne.
Guns Lott, don't kill people.
Speaking of the Dugars, we've got even more.
Yes.
Of a follow up.
Crab diving follow up.
This rehab.
Right.
That apparently Josh Duggar has checked himself into. I mean, none of us expected any differently than it being some ridiculous Christian-based,
right,
non-psychology-based, non-science-based.
Don't you call that, don't we call those ineffective?
Yes.
Useless?
Apparently they did a great job after he duggered his sisters and he went through some treatment program of, what, building a house or some shit?
It's like he built a house, but at the same time couldn't stand but to have he had to have two Ashley Madison accounts.
Right.
What therapy?
I can't.
How do you save your marriage, too? That's the other thing. I mean, you know.
Well, but it's not. You're speaking of it like there's equal votes.
Oh, really?
Among the two characters in the marriage.
She can't be like, this fucking guy has two goddamn Ashley Madison accounts.
He doesn't
love me.
The basis of that Quiverful bullshit is that the dude is 100% in charge and shut up, stay home, you can't work, can't have an opinion, don't speak until you're spoke to kind of shit.
It's fucked up.
There's a woman who got out of this Quiverful movement. She's got a website. You can Google Escape from Quiverful or something like that. That she talked, her husband beat the shit out of her.
Ugh.
And
how horrible.
You basically have to, they basically, when the church finds out about it, they say, well, you know, why, what are you doing that's causing him to beat you up?
Right. When do we take away the tax exempt status of these fucking religious institutions? Because
marvelous question.
It is, they seem to be to me a bunch of house of horrors. And that, right. You know what I mean?
So. They found out where he checked into.
Oh.
Reformers Unanimous.
Okay.
It's called.
Jesus.
It's a Christian residential addiction treatment program.
Where is it? Maui?
Rockford, Illinois.
Oh, God. Shitty.
Which is, yeah.
Gross.
That's the painful part.
Meet me at the corn maze. It's a corn maze.
Rockford's lovely.
No, it's they got a big fucking corn maze there. Seriously.
I know. it's run by the North Love Baptist Church. And it's run, it was co-founded by the Independent Fundamentalist Baptist.
Oh, shit, that sounds scary.
Independent Fundamentalist Baptist Pastor Paul Kingsbury.
Hand me your daughters. Creepy.
Now, what the allegations are now in this new information is that this guy, this Paul Kingsbury, is somehow even involved. Like he knew about the duggering that had been going on, and they're saying that this guy, as part of this whole church movement, might have helped cover up the sex abuse.
Okay.
Or some sex abuse.
Jeez. It really is terrifying. Honestly, you sky god worshipers, Jesus.
They say that there's a story at Pathos.com in the Lovejoy Feminism blog on the Atheist channel.
Lovejoy.
So it's an atheist feminist.
Satan.
Libby Ann. Is the author.
Burn in hell.
Who writes this blog. But she lists out a number of different examples.
Okay.
Kingsbury's alleged support for an accused sex offender, Kingsbury's relationship with a convicted abuser. That's the head of that church that recently got out of jail, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Kingsbury allegedly failed to warn parishioners about sex offenders.
God.
And it says something about he has the authority to do whatever he wanted. Like it says there's a 1931 pamphlet that they rely on.
What?
That reportedly reveals.
From what year?
Okay, hold on.
1931?
This guy rules the North Love church with an iron fist.
They might like that.
They teach the congregation that the King James Version of the Bible is the only acceptable translation.
Oh, fuck off.
And they rely heavily on something called the Trail of Blood, which is a 1931 pamphlet.
I love that.
That purports to reveal that the Baptists are the true heirs of the early church.
We're right. We are right.
In 1931.
God.
Somehow there was a directive from the Lord that said, oh, you know, fuck the Episcopalians, the Presbyterians, those Methodists.
It sounds
hell
like
with them all.
A goddamn science fiction novel.
There was a transmission at 1931.
Game of Thrones.
From Jesus.
Right?
Oh, yeah. It's totally Game of Thrones.
We receive a missive that you are the true heir of the throne.
You know what? It's like Game of Thrones, but with more killing and much more molestation.
Right. Plenty of rape.
It's Game of Thrones, but scarier.
They say that the church gives him the authority to do whatever he wants. If you're not listening to me, you're not following the New Testament, they believe.
Now, fuck off.
Individual independent fundamental Baptist churches.
Yay.
Frequently function as their own cults of personality. So they're,
oh God,
you know, they each have their own little Jim Jones.
Oh,
they're creepy as fuck.
Yeah, this is terrifying.
The pastors generally wield great authority over the parishioners.
Oh.
Is your ball gag?
Even extending to what church members wear.
Get mask. Assless chaps.
They have schools. He helped introduce a homeschool curriculum in the 80s. So that's the story. We'll put a link on our blog, ladies and gentlemen, at crabdiving.com on this. And maybe we'll put a link to it on our Facebook also. But so this, again, this treatment quote center that he's going to
is a house.
Has a history.
It's a house of horrors.
Of, you know, hiding stories about sex abuse.
You know what it's like? It reads like every backstory to every season of American Horror Story, doesn't it? This religion shit. I mean, it's creepy as fuck. What's strange. Lurking around in the goddamn basement in these churches?
And this is what we're finding out about Josh Duggar. I mean, imagine the shit that we don't know about.
Of people that aren't famous.
Right.
That's the only reason this guy's on the fucking radar, because he had a television
show. There's a whole movement of these lunatics.
It's the tip of the iceberg.
And they're all... A lot of them are running for president, apparently, over on the Republican side. Because really, how different are some of these views? We talked about on a show the other day about the Missouri Republicans in the Missouri State House there.
Right.
Who, in their way of fixing a problem of creepy old men getting all rapey with young interns. At Democrats and Republicans, their solution is, well, cover up those sluts.
Yeah, put them in burkas.
I think we should have a very strict dress code for the girls.
Yes, of course.
Because the guys already have to wear a shirt and tie and a suit.
Maybe, yeah, for the guys, maybe a little less tight across the seat.
So what does that mean? That means that there would obviously be like a length of skirt mandate.
Absolutely, dude. It's a dress code.
And no cleavage.
No.
Probably no collarbone. I mean, shit, that's another story from this
banned.
Week.
Banned. Your bones have been banned. We do not want you showing
high
any
school,
bones.
High school girl, Kentucky, Tennessee, one of the two, sent home from a public high school.
Right.
By her cross-wielding principal, who felt that her dress, the way she was dressed, was too distracting to the horny little boys of high school. And we have the picture up on our blog. She looks like a librarian.
Oh, my God.
She's got a sweater on her shoulders.
It is so conservative.
It's utterly ridiculous. But the fact he said, the principal said, it's because she's, you know, showing too much collarbone.
Hey, listen, these little pea-brain children or whatever, or this teacher's perception of these little fucking kids, it shouldn't affect how this poor girl can dress.
Right.
I mean, she's obviously dressed appropriately for school. I mean, I know she's showing clavicle. What is that? Is that in your collar?
It's your collarbone. Yeah.
It's showing. Look at that. Look at that clavicle right there. I'm a big whore. I'm a big, oh, my God. I'm going to show a little bit of shoulder bone.
They want women in burkas. Jesus they Christ. Really, really do because.
How can we help it if you if all your students are a bunch of fucking repressed pervs?
Right. How about teaching your kid not to rape? There you go.
And I'm going to dress the way I fucking want to. Suck a dick.
And we can't police thought. And you know what? It's going to happen. If a dude sees a woman he's attracted to, you know what? There's a thought that's going to go off in your monkey animal brain.
Yes.
That it says, I want to do awful things with her. But the reason, then we have that other part of our brain that says, I probably shouldn't go over there and attack her.
Well, what about Duger? What about that part of his brain?
Oh, right. Apparently he doesn't have it.
How did that get fucked up? Was it the whole Nike thing?
The whole repressive upbringing of the making sex so evil and terrifying and I mean, look at the dad is policing thought. Hey, he doesn't want the boys to even see an attractive girl.
You know, it's crazy. These right-wing nut job assholes, they want no one to have an abortion because a life is precious. But how precious is life if you have to grow up in a quiverful household? It sucks. I mean, I know you don't want anybody to have abortions, but probably there should be because most of you shouldn't be parents. You're fucking... Josh Duger got fucked up.
And again, and another way he's probably... fucked up is because we talked about this. The kids have to take parenting roles for the younger crotch spawn.
Well, because
they can't, you know, I don't know, put a fucking condom on it.
They've got 18 brothers and sisters.
Right. And I knew a family in Chicago that had 13 and the older four kids literally had
a job, like
two or three kids each assigned to them.
That's child labor.
You have to take care of these three. You take care of these three in the morning. You get these two going to school. You get
I had friends like that. I had friends like that. It sucked.
Right. And you're paying the price. Right. You're paying the price for your ridiculous parents who can't, you know, keep their fucking prescription up.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, man, I mean, didn't it come from like you would have lots of children because there were fields out there that needed to be tended so you could eat?
And they died.
Oh, yeah. Did they really?
Didn't they drop dead?
Oh, God. Stop it, humans.
Kelly Incognita. Yes. Kelly the Voice. I don't understand why dudes don't support Planned Parenthood. Do these Republicans want their strippers pregnant and with STDs? Well, no, but those people... they have a private doctor.
Oh yeah,
and Candy Storm,
right?
The dancer that gets knocked up by a creepy old Republican is going to absolutely have access to any kind of procedure.
Oh yeah,
that's never going to stop.
Oh fuck yeah!
Pristine little prep school daughter who gets pregnant is not going to have want for a procedure.
All right. Danica Dillon, by the way, that was Josh Duger's porn star / stripper. He was into her before the breast job.
Yeah.
And he made sure to tell her that.
I like your movies.
What a creep.
Shout out to Maggie Strong, also the host of the upcoming Pretty Miss Andre podcast next Thursday here on the network, premiering right after this show, 4 p.m. Pacific. 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 6, 7 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast.
# kill all men.
Maggie says, religious leader, perfect role for a predator. No one questions you.
Yeah.
Community leader seen as morally unimpeachable. Right. And people are sheep. People don't want to think for themselves. So they listen to the creepy guy on Sunday.
Oh, God. I know.
And
just doing stand up, it really puts this whole like minister preacher thing into perspective because really these preachers, this is it's a stupid point to make, but they're doing basically a new 10 to 15 minutes every week. Right. That's how long your homily or the message is. That's what we like to call
it. Doing a tight five if it's a 4 p.m. mass.
But it doesn't have to be funny. They just sort of have to think about a topic and they probably cheat. They probably get somebody else's fucking sermon and just futz around with the words. And meanwhile, during that whole week, they have a whole week to think of it.
Right. Is your gay God going to come and save you?
Gay God, I await a sign from you, O Lord.
Right. A rainbow, of course.
A rainbow shooting out of the ass of a unicorn.
So there's a website out that somehow I stumbled into looking up all this Duger shit.
Crabdiving.com.
And it's an extreme Christian...
Yummy.
...information site.
Oh, awesome.
And it's called... Maggie, you should probably sit down if you're listening. Biblical Gender Roles. .com.
Oh, that's cool. What does that mean? Like,
peace comes through living the way our Creator designed us to. It's information for women.
Okay.
To make sure that they are following, for both, I guess.
Yes.
That to make sure that we're following the actual ways that the Lord God high above created us.
Listen up, ladies, okay?
And the story that caught my eye, among many, is one, I guess people send in questions or something.
Perfect.
And here's an article from a couple weeks ago. Can a Christian wife withhold sex as a way to change her husband's bad behavior?
Oh, well, I see. Like, for instance, if husband puts a glass on the coffee table without a coaster, no ass he will get the following evening.
Jen sends in a letter that I agree, a sexless marriage is not God's plan.
Yes.
Both parties should do everything in their power to maintain their physical union and covenant.
God.
Covenant. Oh, covenant me.
Oh, it sounds like Raiders of the Lost Ark language. Ark of the Covenant. Really creepy.
Come, woman, we shall fulfill our covenant this evening for the Lord.
Ooh, that's so hot. put on the Marvin Gaye, please. I'm so horny.
Come here, and we shall commit our covenant.
Fill my covenant.
She says, however, I do not believe it is appropriate to give a blanket statement that denying sex in marriage is a sin. Sometimes refusing sex becomes necessary as an effort to preserve the marriage when the husband repeatedly shrugs off spiritual leadership in the home.
Oh, yes.
Ignores the wife's emotional needs.
Sure.
Treats the wife as a roommate.
Yes.
Does not consistently do the steps you outlined above, which is about going on dates. And this is in response
This is finding Christ through the vag.
Or leaves all the parenting to the wife and then just expects to get laid. So she goes on to say that she thinks by refusing sex,
yes,
that she will change his behavior and he will be he'll fulfill his covenant.
Oh, okay.
Better in the marriage.
How sneaky is she at it? I mean, is it like she's about to give a blowjob and she's about to she's like, psych, sorry.
Turns her head at the last second.
Yeah. You better mow the grass. What behavior are we changing, though? What is an example of something?
Like, she just, he shrugs off his spiritual leadership in the home, whatever that means.
Okay. Just tell the kids to pray.
Ignores wife's emotional needs. Well, he probably doesn't talk to her enough. Treats the wife as a roommate. Does not consistently do the steps outlined in this guy's writings of how to keep everybody happy.
I mean, the idea of it's a weird thing to have this guy say this wackadoo right wing nut job is ignoring the emotional needs of his wife, who's also a right wing nut job. Maybe by ignoring her needs, it's actually better for her as a person in the long run. Because what's he going to do?
Wait, him ignoring her needs is better off for her?
Right, because he's a psycho.
Well, in this craziness, yeah, in this case.
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably better off not having contact.
Your emotional needs are probably all fucked up in the first place.
So, she finishes up. Now, this guy goes on to condemn the husband. He says, it sounds that the husband could possibly sing against her by not knowing her, as the Bible commands him to do in 1 Peter 3, verse 7.
Bullshit against 69. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers not be hindered.
All hail Thor! It sounds like Asgardian bullshit. It's so stupid.
There's a link here on biblical gender roles back to 10 ways to know your wife. So you could figure that shit out. So this guy goes on to say, well, you know, it sounds like your husband, if he's not doing this, if he's not doing that, it sounds like he's not honoring you or knowing you in the way that the Bible is saying.
Yes.
So her question is it okay to withhold sex from this guy?
Okay.
And he says, well, he's obviously not fulfilling his spiritual, his spiritual role that God wants him to.
Right.
But.
You better not.
However.
You better fuck him.
You're not allowed to withhold sex from him.
Wow.
He says, Jen, as well as many other women, Christian and non-Christian alike, believe that withholding sex is valid and a justified tool when a husband is neglecting his duties to her and his children. But as sad as these types of stories are,
yes,
God does not allow for sex to be withheld.
And so say we all.
As a tool to modify bad behavior.
Taking my tool, you are required by the Spirit.
Or to encourage right behavior.
What?
On the part of the spouse. If you mow the lawn.
Right.
You can have my lawn. Type of deal.
But what? How is that going to change any behavior? Because I know it's my God-given right to bang you.
The scriptures are clear in the area of sex.
Right.
That a wife is to willingly give her body to her husband.
You will fuck me and enjoy it.
She does not have the power to deny him or withhold sex from him.
Do not deny my cock.
The Bible says she is to submit to her husband in, quote, everything.
Whoa.
Unquote. And this includes the area of sexuality.
Get out the anal beads.
The only way sex can be halted.
Yes.
Or denied in marriage is by mutual agreement to do so for a short time.
It's in the...
Let's take a couple days off.
You got to negotiate with the tyrant. Say, listen, I don't want to fuck you today. Is that acceptable? No, I'm getting sex today. Can I get 3 hours? Is that what goes on then? They decide on something?
Yes.
You must be kidding.
Sex is a central part of the marriage covenant that you freely give you. It is a central part of the marriage covenant that you freely give your body.
Yes.
To your spouse. For the purposes of sex.
Maggie just tweeted in. She said that if you're a Christian, you're supposed to spank your wife. It says so in the fucking Bible.
Yeah, you're sure. Again, it's not surprising that these Duggars, if these are the kind of crazy lunatic beliefs that they've got,
right,
that they're going to blame her. They're going to blame the wife.
So fucked
up. Why didn't you keep him happy enough? Why does he have 2 Ashley Madison's accounts? What did you do to him?
I'm beginning to think that, and you know, this is controlling as well, but hey, someone's got to rescue these people. They don't know. Someone's got to rescue them, and then, I don't know. How do you fix this? It's unfixable. There's nothing to fix. They're just all going to be fucked up. And everyone associated, every child they have will be fucked up, and then they will go forth and spread their fucked upness across the fucking fucked up planet until gay God comes with a blight. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Gay.
Cities with one man you can trust.
Cities with one man you can trust.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Somebody take that kid to the woodshed and let him understand the blessings of discipline.
You know what I mean? Like, that kind of shit. That kind of biblical shit. fucks people up.
Right. And we have Josh Duggar as the perfect example.
Could you imagine? I'm going to take this person to a shed, a shed in someone's backyard. In the shed, I'm going to find a stick, and then I'm going to beat them. Right. Why? To make them a better person?
Right.
You're all fucked up with this Jesus. No offense.
Recent postings. The undated wife. Stories of sexual denial in marriage. Episode 4. Does God allow divorce for spousal abandonment?
No. Well, they're gone. What am I supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do?
Sit around?
Does God allow I read this one. Does God allow divorce for abuse?
No. Fuck no.
Well, basically, I read the article.
Yeah.
Basically, it's, let's define abuse.
Oh, it depends?
Right. Right. He basically says that emotional abuse doesn't exist. That's off the table.
Oh.
You've got to have welts. You've got to be bleeding. You've got to have various body fluids coming out of you after being pummeled.
Noticeable bruises.
And it's got to be frequent and repeated.
But what if it's a one time you get
no,
a chair thrown
No,
at
you got to forgive.
It's not good enough.
No. Forgive. Forgive, forgive.
Oh, man. Listen, if you're going to teach this bullshit, this biblical discipline, I mean, maybe all these women should, you got to take karate or something. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you're getting beat.
God, take karate. Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Unbelievable.
What do we do?
They explain why nudity is shameful, but it's because of Eve.
Okay. She ruined it.
Yeah.
A woman made it gross to look at a woman's body without clothes on.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 25.
Genesis.
And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.
My favorite Genesis is dancing on the ceiling.
And
wait, that's Lionel Richie. Fuck.
And then after that whole apple thing.
And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons.
How long would that fucking take? How big's a fig leaf?
It's been a long time since I read the Bible. I forgot.
God, how read some more. Ridiculous. This is so great.
And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden. In the cool of the day.
It sounds like they were walking.
They heard the voice of God
written.
Walking?
Yeah. No, I think they heard the voice of God while they were walking.
Oh, I see.
I didn't write Genesis.
Oh, okay.
In the King James Version.
That was Lord Phil of Collins.
And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees in the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?"
Is that what he sounded like?
And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself.
I love God's voice.
And God said, "Who told thee that thou wast naked?"
Who knew God was kind of dumb? God's stupid.
God didn't know. And God said, "Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree?
Yummy.
Whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat."
Fuck you.
Right.
Your writing is for shit. Thank you know what my favorite part of Genesis is? Billy, don't you lose my number.
That's what you're going to say.
Anywhere that I can't find you.
Was that Phil or was that Genesis?
God, I think it was just, no. Oh, fuck. That's from, you know what? That's from No Jacket Required.
It's Phil Collins, then.
What's it?
It's up there with Susudio.
I can feel it calling in the air.
There's a good one, yeah.
Is that Phil or Genesis?
Yeah, that's Genesis. That's
no,
Genesis.
That's Phil.
In the air tonight is Genesis, I think. Looking it up, ladies and gentlemen, on
I left you behind.
Top of the hour here.
On the ground.
Oh, it says Phil Collins, yeah.
Nobody knew where to find them. Are you playing it? Yeah.
That's actually Phil on the drums. You know, he's a drummer.
He's a drummer.
It's my brother's favorite. They're both drummers.
Oh, this would sound good reading Genesis behind
it.
Oh,
yes. Oh, do it.
All I've got is that same section. Let me see.
In God's
After
voice.
This I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. So anyway, this whole article is about how it's because of the eating the fucking apple that we became humiliated about our dangly bits and non-dangly bits.
Oh, it's so dumb. It's so dumb, and it's such a shitty story. I mean, it's crappy on so many levels. It's just all crap. It's even boring fiction. Had the Bible and all this bullshit been more Harry Potter or more Tolkien, I think Jesus would have been even more popular than he is today. What do you think about that?
God was angry at the way Adam and Eve gained the knowledge of their nakedness through sin.
What?
And not in the way he intended for them to find out.
God is
from him in his perfect time. So I guess at some point he was going to strap an apron on them and tell them that they're naked.
God is a complicated fucker.
But somehow they found out.
He's mad because of how they found out.
How did he not know that? I mean,
yeah, aren't you all knowing, dickhead?
Didn't an alarm go off when she ate the apple? And
ding, ding, ding.
When they ate the apple kind of thing? Anyway, so you guys can go over to...
go to the Bible.
BiblicalGenderRoles.com.
Oh.
There's categories on slavery, biblical slavery, feminism, gender differences, lust.
Perfect.
Parenting,
yummy.
Sexuality.
Okay.
Working mothers.
What?
I'm sure they're against. Is sexual attraction.
Anything on pets? Anything like
no.
that?
No. Okay. Right, yeah. Lottery numbers.
Well, I mean, a lot of people have that question. If I am saved, does my dog go to heaven with me, or does Fido burn in hell? They actually wonder. And I get it. I love animals. But what about that? What about that?
Well, they don't have souls.
Is Kate an atheist?
Well, yes.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't. Well, I don't know what's going on in there. And only when there's chicken around.
Right.
And she definitely worships that chicken.
Who doesn't worship the chicken?
Right. So lots of stories over there at Bible Gender Roles.
We'll
mine that lunacy again some point in the future.
It's like that whole thing should be titled... Just let me know, when is my husband going to rape me?
Yeah.
You have it's to fuck this guy.
3 p.m. 3 p.m. time for your raping.
Right.
What else is going on out there in the world? I've got a story here.
Oh, do you? I don't know.
Would you have a story?
I have no story.
Oh, I have...
Ooh, I have one story.
Do you have a story?
Oh, I just remember seeing that. Did you see that?
I've got a story.
The other Sarah Palin headline out there?
No way.
She's interviewing Trump.
Right.
But also, she said she shamed the ESPN for firing Kurt Schilling.
Oh, really? I didn't see that at all.
Why are you pro-Muslim?
Oh, God.
Anti-Christian.
Yeah, Kurt Schilling tweeted out a picture comparing
dumbass. The
people of Islam to Nazis. Basically,
he's so stupid.
As he's like wherever the fuck they're having the Little League World Series.
I think it's
and he's covering
Virginia
it.
Or something.
Which is pretty fun to watch, by the way. I don't want to
belittle
the Little League World Series. It's fun as fuck to watch.
Yeah, and if you're a guy announcing it or doing color commentary, don't go on and say Muslims are just like Nazis and expect to keep your fucking job.
right. Godwin's law. Stay away from Godwin.
I'm convinced simpleton Kurt Schilling just spends a lot of time with cable television.
Think? You know,
a lot of late night episodes on the Discovery Channel with like how Hitler was in charge of like an ancient alien race. That kind of shit.
I was gonna
garbage.
I was gonna say tweet us, but Twitter appears to be down. At least for me, it says technically something is wrong.
And I am looking at the Twitter, but I have not refreshed.
Oh, that's the problem. No. Don't refresh. I've got a story here. You'll like this one, Ryan.
Oh, it's either guns, Michael Vick, or sharks.
Oh, God.
When animals get pissed.
This is a story from California.
Oh, shit. Hey, at Vile Experience, did we not a couple of weeks ago go? We spent a while. We went over in depth the way if you want to prevent shark attacks, don't go in the water. And we explained that so clearly to our listeners. And now you're telling me.
Well, this isn't shark.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Good. I feel better.
Southern California man.
Oh. Is this bears or some shilling?
Who picked up a rattlesnake to pose for a photograph.
What a fucking dickhead.
Has been badly hurt when the snake bit him in the hand.
Hey.
He picked up a 4-foot rattler in a field.
Why?
At his family's ranch in Lake Elsinore, about 60 miles southeast of here in Los Angeles.
Elsinore to Dunsinane.
And he took a selfie, a picture with him holding the snake around his neck.
Oh my God, dude, it's poisonous. It's a rattlesnake. Oh shit.
I don't know what the update is, but as of Wednesday, they're still thinking he might lose his hand. It bit him in the hand.
You dumbass.
His hand swelled up after the bite. He was taken to a local hospital. They did treat him with anti-venom. His mother said, I am shocked that he's 36 years old. This
oh my
isn't like
God.
A 15-year-old, some dumb kid.
People are stupid, man. They're fucking idiots.
Not that all 15-year-olds are dumb.
But you're picking up a snake?
Right. She says, I'm shocked that he would have that thing around his neck.
Yeah.
It could have bit his neck, and that would have been it.
Right. He's stupid.
She said he was just being a fool.
Oh, man. Imagine what else did this guy do? This is where he got hurt, but there must be a whole list of stupid shit.
You think there's
like one of these guys like
36 years worth of all kinds of shit going on?
I didn't know I wasn't supposed to jump off the balcony in my hotel room into right. The pool.
A lot of fucking hey, idiot. Watch this throughout his life.
What's that guy that one time it's a 4th of July and we're at our friend's firework extravaganza.
Yeah, in Chicago, Tony.
Oh, yeah. And then that one moron, he's firing off a Roman candle, right? Yeah. And it how many come out? It's supposed to be 4.
5, whatever the number is,
whatever shots out of that candle. It goes 1, 2, 3. And there's a pause and a pause and nothing happens. And then the guy takes the Roman candle, looks right into the fucking thing. He looks into it.
Right, like
he
looking,
points at it at right, his face.
Like looking in the barrel of a gun when it jams.
It seems like a
right.
bad idea.
Even worse than that, because, yeah. he didn't take one in the face, so it would have been a different story.
Somebody did, probably. Listen, how bad would it have been if we had witnessed that, though? And all those kids there witnessing that.
And that was before a cell phone camera. It's even more of a tragedy
what
that
a
we couldn't
waste.
Have recorded that. Yeah.
Hey, Uncle So-and-so, look at this gif I made of you that one year at Thanksgiving, you stupid kid.
Twitter's back up for me, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. I'm sure you're all excited as fuck.
Right.
We have Roxy Lynn Boom Chickawow.
Roxy Lynn Boom Chickawow.
Tweeted like a daughter raped by a father ordered by a god to create a child. Ooh, creepy.
God damn.
Maggie says, Maggie Strong at Maggie J Strong says they explain why nudity is shameful because of, thank you. She laughed at something we said. So.
And then the noise of her laughter woke up her dog.
Oh, we're sorry for that. Sorry about that.
The dog must be a real monster.
I've also got a story of a 51-year-old. We talked about this guy. They've now interviewed him. He's a 51-year-old who was bitten in the arm and the leg by a shark.
Oh, God. See, he didn't get the memo. Stay out of the water.
He's just now getting out of the hospital after a month.
Oopsie. A month, dude.
veteran surfer Craig Eisen is saying he'll never go back into the water. So here you go.
Really?
Right. He was bitten in the arm and the leg while surfing. He says, I was mesmerized, hypnotized by the shark. I'm thinking, like, I'm history. This is it. You know, I'm all over.
Oh, my God.
The shark. This guy's such a surfer. And of course, they transcribe it word for word. The shark was like giving me vibes to say, don't even try to escape me, mate. I've got you. You're gone.
Oh, my God.
I had my hand down next to my left leg.
Right.
And he just sheared half my hand off.
He handled me like a blooming onion.
So he bit off half of his hand on its way through to hitting his leg. He said it latched onto my leg, gnawed on my leg with my left hand smashed, blood pouring out everywhere.
Oh my God.
His whole body was shaking, trying to get me off my board so he could get both jaws into me.
Oh my God.
He only had his top teeth into me.
Ah!
The rest were in the surfboard.
Oh, thank God.
And I'm thinking, am I history?
Yes. I don't know how he survived.
He said the instinct to survive finally kicked in. He started to fight the 3.33369 10. I'm trying to convert centigrade Celsius. I'm trying to convert Celsius to length. I'm trying to convert metric to
that's some deep shit.
So it's like a 10 plus foot great white.
It's here, let me help you. It's a big fucking shark. A big fucking shark.
I'm lining up where his brain might be while he's chewing my leg off. I got up and started and just went bang, 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 just hammered it hard as hard as I could. After the fourth punch, he went thunk, put his mouth open, went in reverse and let go. I grabbed my board and paddled in with all I could see is water and blood dripping off my hand.
Uh-huh.
Luckily, we weren't very far out. He thinks he might have come back for him if he hadn't gotten in.
Are you fucking kidding me?
He paddled to shore where he collapsed.
You think that shark would rather get a shitty seal or your ass, you Zen freak?
Right.
All right, listen.
So he's just getting released from hospital.
Well, good for you. And listen, that's a good lesson. Never get back in the water, you see. Do you believe that guy? I think he'll be back in the water. I mean, you know, he doesn't sound like a, you know, rocket scientist. What are you losing your shit about?
It's a photograph of his injuries.
Oh, God.
You get don't want to see it.
Get that you off don't your computer. I don't want to see that. Why do you want to see that?
It doesn't want to.
Avert your eyes.
Avert your eyes.
So horrible. You used to watch that. What's that fucked up thing on cable you would watch?
The operation. It's fascinating. It's actual operations.
I would go over to your place in Chicago, and you would have that shit on the television. Why? What? It's fucked up.
I think that shit's kind of fascinating. I don't get grossed out by that kind of stuff.
Blech.
Ann Coulter said that Trump is the only candidate who genuinely loves America, by the way.
Oh, I totally agree.
Just so you know. Here's one. Somebody that we've been playing here a little bit more of here on Crab Diving.
Yes.
Ryan's new favorite. Actually,
oh, what is it?
God. Okay, the soup comes in 6 gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
The only reason I really want to play Jim Baker clips now is to hear the pitches for the soup or to see what comes across on the screen.
Oh,
what food comes across on the screen as they're talking about God.
You know who I turned on to this shit who had no idea what was going on? The Hollywood Hick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's probably going to talk about this. I was trying to explain to him. He was like, oh, I can't believe Jim Baker's selling pudding. He's selling. Explain to me something. Okay, so we're getting back into the minutia of what he sells. If he sells a vat, are these individual servings or do I have to chisel that away? You know what I mean? Like, do I have to chisel off?
No, it's a bucket. You saw him ladling out.
How's that going to last?
Slops of soup.
But no,
I don't know.
No, it has to be powdered or something. You have to hydrate it. So all I'm saying is, how does that work? And how is it parceled out, I guess? I guess who gives a fuck? It's crazy.
No, the Lord works in mysterious ways.
Oh, yes.
This is on the show this time. Last time we got a lot of material out of when the inimitable Rick Wiles visited him.
The United Gay States of America. America's new transvestite army.
You got more, don't you? And there's another one.
I think I got one more. No, that's it.
No.
I just have gay God.
Do gay
is
God.
Is your gay God going to come and save you?
No! Gay God's tired of you. Gay God's angry. Gay God's over it.
The latest visitor to the Jim Baker show.
Okay.
he's talked about this guy before.
Yes.
This guy is another end timeser, but he's a rabbi. Messianic rabbi Jonathan Kahn.
Messianic.
Is predicting that a major disaster will strike America in September.
Oh, shit.
Or maybe it won't. but maybe it will.
It's near the end of August. It's August 28th, so we're going to get a disaster in three days.
You know what this means?
What?
If there's a disaster coming.
Yes. Oh, okay.
People are going to need mac and cheese, Ryan.
Now listen to me, people. Come on now. How could two of the largest buildings in the world disintegrate?
Oh, he's a 9/11 truther, apparently. Jim Baker.
He just gets better and better and better.
He's like an onion.
Is he about Is he about to build seven me and then tell me to buy a cream of onion
I guess
soup?
So, yeah.
In the world disintegrate. How could they collapse?
Oh, he's got footage.
You know, you guys believe in miracles, but I mean, that's a miracle in a way. How could those buildings by two airplanes hit him? How in the world could those massive buildings? You were there. Your wife was going to be in that tower in a few minutes. My God.
Wow, Jim's losing his shit, man.
I mean, he's really turned into a crazy person.
Yeah, he's getting passionate.
He's using 9/11 to sell pudding.
And apparently, I'm sure this guy's claim, this is Rabbi Jonathan Kahn.
A messianic?
I'm sure he had a vision from the Lord to not go into the towers right before it happened.
He already sounds like he's from, like, Lord of the fucking Rings. A messianic rabbi.
God, listen to him. My God.
Oh, he's batshit. He's like Claudius.
Once more into the breach.
Or in a few minutes. My God. God trying to warn our nut. What is the name of those towers?
Twin Towers.
But what's the other name? The real
World
name?
World Trade Center.
The World Trade Center.
His little minion next to him didn't get the response he wanted. He leaned to the woman next to him and was like, what are the name of those towers? The Twin Towers.
No,
the other name.
We went over this in the green room, you bitch.
No soup for you.
Oh, yeah. No soup for you. Is the soup not seeing on this?
Technical difficulties here at Crab Diving.
Could that be prophetic? Why would that be the building?
I think so. They were the symbols of America's preeminence around the world of economic, global trade, all those things. When it came down, it struck the sycamore, which was the symbol of the beginning of America's rise financially.
I'm sorry. Am I stupid or am I not following?
Sycamore.
Is he saying that when the Twin Towers came down, they struck a sycamore? Am I not following this lunatic correctly?
I guess so, yeah. Or, I don't know.
When are they going to get to the pudding sale?
This was a symbol, and then I believe a foreshadow, and this was the opulence of America.
Something is happening.
Okay, we've skipped now. We've fast-forwarded.
Too many prophecies are coming together. Too many warnings. Too many signs in the heavens. Too many dates. Too much altogether. You know, have you ever studied any time where there's any more pieces coming together in one time in history?
I have not seen it. I have not seen all, like, it's almost like every factor, everything pointing to judgment, pointing to shaking, is happening now.
What in the fuck are these
pointing to shaking?
What are they doing? Have you ever? He asked that weird question. And the guy's like, "No, I haven't." I would answer the same way. It's like, number one, no, I haven't, and number two, maybe I have. I don't know what you're asking.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are you talking about, lunatic?
It should be yes anding.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
From America's gigantic accelerating apostasy right now to God.
We are accelerating apostasy.
Apostasy?
Yeah, we're becoming apostates.
My apostasy is engorged.
Crossing thresholds right now. We've touched upon the possible what as we are here now in light of the Supreme Court ruling. America and Israel has never been at its of abandoning Israel. The administration has.
Now he's mad at John Kerry. So
you know, we've
here's the second clip from this.
It's really selling people.
There's a book that is being hawked by Jonathan Kahn.
So there. Let me understand this. What can't you buy on this fucking program? Apparently, you can get freeze-dried pudding and a book.
The Mystery of Shemitah for $20.
I got to tell you, I should read that because I don't know what Shemitah is. It is a mystery to me.
The final update, book and DVD. And here's a little bit of Jim Baker.
Final update.
Hawking it.
You need to read it if you haven't. You need to get ready because something big is happening.
Yeah.
And when we went to Israel.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
With you.
Yeah.
We met together in
New Jersey.
And we're actually across the river. And
God.
I don't know what hotel we stayed in. I don't know how you end up in hotels, but we were in a hotel down by the river. No,
this is the
God
show.
Damn it.
This is his fucking show.
Dude, be entertaining. I don't know. How is he not entertaining? You have theatrics, you have pudding, you have this amazing bullshit of which you're spewing. You can't make that interesting.
Right. Out of this somewhere, they say that he believes that they shouldn't have rebuilt on the Twin Towers site.
Okay.
And he believes that God
right
will be judging us for rebuilding there. That
hey
God obviously didn't want those fucking towers there.
Right. He's got will you judge him in God's voice? I love God's voice.
It was kind of like Saddam.
Yeah, it's all kind of like sad and sort of, you know, resigned. God's just like, oh, look at all these like shitheads I created. Pointless. You guys suck.
I've got a clip here from Is this Glenn Beck? I believe. Oh, Glenn Beck has new racial reconciliation experts.
Right.
He's starting to get these teams together, I guess. Remember, he's talked about these action teams.
Oh God, yes. A little army.
Yeah.
It's very like corporate, you know. It's a very like team leader kind of bullshit, very HR. Action team, guys. Let's get our action teams together. It's creepy as fuck. What's he wearing today? Top hat, tail.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
White sweater, looks like a blue button down underneath. Okay. White sweatshirt maybe right over it. I don't know. It's kind of casual, no glasses.
By the way, I would just shout out to Pat's nephew. I'm sorry your iPad can't load our show for some reason.
Fuck that iPad.
I'm so sorry.
Here is Glenn the Back.
Oh, man.
Nobody really knows to do what with ISIS because we are trapped in a politically correct box. I'd love to hear from you as a libertarian. We're trapped in this politically correct box.
I don't know who this guy is that he's got on as a guest. Apparently a libertarian.
Yeah. So now this whole whatever he's going to spew out will be told through the metaphor of the politically correct box. We're all trapped in our own minds or something, right? That's what I'm guessing.
And my feeling is you never bring out the horses and the cannons to play unless you plan on using the horses and the cannons to the best of their ability. You go in there and you blitzkrieg. You wipe it out. And you say, never again. You don't do that ever again. Don't touch us. You touch you. We activate this, and it is hell on earth.
What in the fuck?
I should be playing the porn music under that because he's nothing. There's nothing excites Glenn more.
Yeah. By the way, what up, Jerry? He was able to tune in. He just
Well, that's good. Success.
Right.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
But, and then it's over. Okay. Oh, then you come home. You don't rebuild anybody. You don't do any of that. You wait and wait and wait and wait until you have no other options, and then you hit them hard. We're hitting them with flowers and cupcakes, and, well, we might also hurt you, but we're not going to hurt you where it really hurts you because we know where you're all hiding. So,
those drone strikes, we're dropping cupcakes.
Oh yeah, we got a cake cannon.
We do.
I've been bombing the Middle East with funnel cake.
Yeah.
You ever had funnel cake?
Yeah, sure.
At a carnival.
Yeah, they're great.
Delicious.
It also hurt you, but we're not going to hurt you where it really hurts you because we know where you're all hiding. So we wouldn't want to bomb that because that's craziness. You go war is who can kill the other side faster than the other. Which side can take the breath away? You know, people think the fuel air bomb is a horrible device. It's absolutely the best device if you want to explain war.
The fuel air bomb.
His favorite device.
Oh my God.
What the fuel air bomb does is it comes down and it sprays fuel up above the troops. And then it ignites. Okay? It doesn't just rain fire down. You're dead before the fire comes because it sucks all of the oxygen out. Okay? That's what has to happen to win a war. You suck the air out of the room. You suck.
Get to sucking.
You suck the air out of the room.
Get to sucking, stupid.
And before the fire comes, because it sucks all of the oxygen out. Okay? That's what has to happen to win a war. You suck the air out of the room. You suck. You make your opponent go. That's what stops war. We're not prepared to do that.
And Glenn Beck,
fuck?
Waxing poetic on the fuel air bomb.
I got to tell you, these fucking right-wing nut jobs, they sure get a hard-on for shit that blows people up.
Blowing shit up is cool,
but blowing people up
is less than cool.
Can we stop making bombs that shoot out fuel and then the fuel rains down on whoever, then they light it on fire, but they're dead before then because they suck the air.
Which I'm not so sure about that. Doesn't it take you a couple of minutes to suffocate to death?
Who the fuck knows?
I'm thinking the hellfire is raining down. I'm thinking you're suffocating and being burned to death.
Do you think Glenn Beck flies a lot of places and has time to read like kooky articles and magazines about military and that's what he gets off on? Or is he like watching Discovery Channel into the wee hours of the evening? And he hears all this bullshit about some bomb or something.
I'm sorry to those who are being beheaded.
He must sit around in a lazy boy chair just watching like shit, trash, late night Discovery Channel bullshit. Don't you get that vibe?
Don't you think he's got minions?
That do it for him? No, I just think that's what he does.
You think he jumps
for fun
on?
Look at him. He's big, fat, round. Listen, there's nothing wrong with this. I love this. He probably late night, every night, he goes to the freezer at the Blaze. He gets a big bowl of fucking ice cream. Fucking fills it up. Chocolate syrup.
You think he orders Jim Baker pudding?
Oh, yes. He gets a big scoop of Jim Baker's man pudding.
Oh, gross.
You know, and he watches these idiot-like cable shows. And he formulates ideas and shit. How many people that these 9/11 truthers also have, you know, basic cable? I think all of them.
And the internet especially.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Right.
Is it the anniversary of Katrina or around the anniversary? I don't know what the exact.
Probably. I mean.
The exact.
This is the time of year for a hurricane.
Right.
For sure.
And we talked about on yesterday's show, go to crabdiving.com, that Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush was out and some speech or something, and they're up on the stage with him. It was Brownie. Michael Brown, was that his name, I think, or something like that? Or was it Michael Brown?
Michael Brown was the kid killed in Ferguson.
Was it another Michael Brown, then?
Michael Sam was the gay football player. Michael Brown. I'm trying to think of any other Michael Brownie. Brownback is that shit stain from Kansas.
Right.
Mr. Brownstone or Mrs. Brownstone.
Michael D. Brown, yeah.
Is the character from a Guns N' Roses
song.
It's
another Michael Brown. Michael D. Brown was the guy who absolutely... God, I was listening to people talking about it today, and just the shit that went down there. You know, they were talking about, well, people were warned to get out.
Yes.
And, the you know, those who paid attention...
Right.
Were out. Got out.
Right.
And weren't trapped in there. But, and it was Tim Russert. They were playing a interview that Tim Russert gave, interviewing the guy that had, not Brownie, but Brownie's boss, I think.
Rest in peace.
And Tim Russert was good. He was pummeling the guy. And he said, well, but you do realize that the only people who can get out the day before instantly and quickly are the people with cars and SUVs and things like that. The privileged people had no problem getting out of the city. Right. What about the poor people who don't have a car, who needed buses,
they gotta
who
take
needed
transit.
Trains, who needed help
you
getting out.
To move them.
That shit was not there.
Right. Is it the least of
so
us?
So who's stuck?
The poor people.
Sleeping in the fucking Superdome.
Yeah.
Who is stuck? But the poor people again.
Yeah. We are disgusting.
It was horrific. It was worldwide disgrace.
Condoleezza Rice went out to support live theater. She saw a fucking... What was it?
Oh, was she at a theater?
She was watching
that was the deal?
Phantom of the Opera one night.
Well,
You know what? Fuck her.
But that's like saying, okay, with what's going on, how dare Obama go golfing this weekend? I mean, at some point...
Hey.
You're not
One
doing
of your
job.
Metropolis is sloughing off into the Gulf of fucking Mexico.
At what point was she seeing the? Did she go to the
Barack play? Obama? Some night, I don't know. Barack Obama would not have gone to the fucking to Broadway that night, and neither would anybody who works for him. They would have been, you know, they're a bunch of nerds. They would have been doing stuff. They would have been droning people.
Right.
Obama would have droned Katrina, the hurricane.
we've talked about that. Remember that poll they did not that long ago where they asked people in Louisiana.
Right.
Who do you blame for the poor government response to Katrina?
Obama.
And like 30% of them blame Obama. No joking. We're not joking. They blame Obama for the response to Katrina from 10 years ago.
Barack, hey, sign.
15, more than that. When was Katrina?
Obama. Listen, they also blame Obama. What else do they blame Obama for? Pearl Harbor.
Right.
Obama.
Eve eating the apple. Thanks, right. Obama.
Obama did
He was the snake in the tree.
I think Obama, he should have... You know, he should have started the whole white face thing really early in his career. He would have dealt with these rednecks a lot easier if they thought white he was face. White. I mean, my God.
So
what
I've got
a bunch of morons.
I've got a clip that is truly amazing.
What?
And we here thank the Flying Spaghetti Monster that Donald Trump is in the race.
Oh,
because
my God.
I'm sure it would be quite entertaining. But goddamn, this guy is really fucking amazing. So now he's been going around, and one of the his regular things he says in all of his speeches,
right,
is that he holds up his book, The Art of the Deal, or he references his book, The Art of the Deal.
Read my fucking book.
And he goes, this is my second favorite book. The first one, of course, is the Bible. It's the best. I love it. It's awesome.
It's the best.
It's the best ever. It's
Fuck
inspirational.
You.
It's beautiful.
Right. Hilarious.
I think the Bible is just beautiful.
Great read.
This is his specifics.
Yeah, it tells you how to throw rocks at your wife.
Well, he was being interviewed by two reporters from Bloomberg. Okay. And this is like when Katie Couric sat down and asked Sarah Palin that horrible gotcha question.
Yes.
Of what newspapers do you like to read? Oh, all of them.
Just name some newspapers. Right. I mean, if you ask me that, ask me what newspapers I like to read.
Ryan, what newspapers do you like to read?
I like to read the New York Times.
Oh, really?
The Washington.
Which authors? Right. But that's not what they. Yeah, right. That's all you got to say.
I read that column Tom Clancy writes.
Right. Oh, you got. That's all that idiot had to say. She couldn't even think of the name of the Anchorage Tribune or whatever the hell the.
Katie Couric wasn't busting her fucking balls.
No.
What papers do you like to fucking read?
You're going
to
be a John McCain grabber away from the presidency. Maybe we want to know what your news sources are.
Hey, Katie, you should have asked what your favorite fucking movie is, you know? Yeah. On some level, Katie Couric knew that
she'd have that, though.
That was a gadget.
Sarah Palin would have that one on the top. Oh, my favorite movie is Passion of the Christ. Oh,
yay, damn it. You beat me.
I beat you.
Of course.
Passion of the Christ. It's my favorite movie.
God, my ex-wife went to see that on her fucking birthday.
So this is... That's amazing.
How depressing. That is amazing. I didn't go. I was like, I'm not seeing that.
Was that the beginning of the end of the marriage? Or?
Oh, yes. You will go see a guy get beat to death. The crow eats his eyeball out.
So this is Donald Trump being interviewed by these John Heilman and Mark Halperin of Bloomberg Politics. And they ask him what his favorite Bible verse is. This is truly amazing.
What does he say? Bullshit 69.
Okay. You mentioned the Bible. You've been talking about how it's your favorite book. And you said, I think last night in Iowa, some people are surprised that you say that. I'm wondering what one or two of your most favored Bible verses are and why.
I wouldn't want to get into it because to me that's very personal. You know,
I don't want to get into specifics. That's very, well, it's like asking me how big my dick is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not, that's very personal.
Listen, I'm an atheist. I got one, John 3:16.
Try to think of one that they single football 3:16, game.
God so loved the world that he gave his only son,
He sacrificed himself to himself.
Oh, yeah. What's yours? I let's play this game. Now you name one. I'm John 3:16.
Well, bullshit, I guess 69.
No, that doesn't count. See, I can't think of...
I can't tell you a... I don't know a Bible verse.
What are the most popular ones we should...
The Psalms are big. That whole Lord is my shepherd thing. That's the 23rd, right?
So hack. They're all so hack.
When I talk about the Bible, it's very personal, so I don't want to get into verses.
It means a lot to you that you think about or cite.
The Bible means a lot to me, but I don't want to get into specifics.
I love it. He is brilliant. The Bible means a lot to me.
And they know they've got him because they're like, you can't think of one that inspires you.
Come on.
You can't think of anything.
Donald, when Melania is being a real cunt, you know what I mean? What Bible verse do you pull from to get you through that?
The ex-wife, there was a story today that I didn't vet, so I wasn't sure, but I saw...
Crab diving vetting.
I saw the headline, something that the ex-wife said that Donald actually kept a book of Hitler speeches.
Yes.
On his nightstand. I gotta look that up. That might be bullshit.
Say that again.
Donald Trump.
Yes.
Kept a book.
Oh my God.
Of Hitler speeches.
What?
I don't know. Again, I don't know if. This is
That should be reason that no one will vote for him. Honestly, if this guy's too into Hitler, can we get a less Hitler centric presidential candidate?
Okay,
please?
It's on several really big news sites, so I'm going to go with it. It says his ex-wife,
yes,
Business Insider dug up a 1990 interview.
Oh, see, man, that's so evil.
Yeah.
That's the best.
With Ivana.
Uh-oh.
In which she says Trump kept a book of Hitler speeches near his bed.
Oh, why did she say that?
Last April, perhaps in a surge of Czech nationalism,
I thought I was reading her. It's not. It's just.
Well, she didn't think it was bad.
Ivana Trump told her lawyer that from time to time, her husband reads a book of Hitler's collected speeches, My New Order.
Oh, my God.
Which he keeps in a cabinet by his bed.
Oh, my God. What a freak. By your bed?
Trump, who is of German ancestry, told Vanity Fair at the time that his friend, who is Jewish, gave him the book. His friend confirmed it, but did clarify, in fact, that he's not Jewish. Well, I got a friend. It's okay. He gave it to me because he's a Jew. It's okay.
Someone guy's like, should I ask him.
I'm not Jewish.
Donald, what's your favorite Hitler speech? He must know.
He later tried to backpedal by saying that if he had the speeches, he would never read them.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. So, but why have them?
According to Ivana,
did someone get it for you for a present?
His friend, his buddy, the non-Jew, gave it to him.
No, he's Jewish. Right.
My friend who's Jewish, by the way. You can hear him saying that. I got it from a friend of mine who is Jewish, by the way.
Well, by the way.
Gave me. Why would a Jewish guy give.
Because he's not.
Give him a.
He's not Jewish.
But why would Trump's little brain.
I don't know.
Go there that, okay, this is how I diffuse having Hitler's speeches by my bed. It's okay because a Jew gave it to me.
Maybe the guy, this dude, good is God. Like some like. Svengali, right? Maybe he's just like this psychological expert, and he's like, this fucked up guy, for some reason, more than anything, wants a book of Hitler speeches. He would like this. This is something he would like, and he gave it to him. Maybe he just got that vibe. Maybe Trump gives certain people the old Hitler vibe.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm sensing Führer from you. Not like Führer. Not anger and furor, but kind of stuff.
I found a list of.
Do you want to hear the rest of
it? Oh, yeah. By the way, I found a list of 25 most read Bible verses.
Oh, wow. Look They're at that. Like
Romans 8:28. And we know.
Kill that, the homos?
Yeah. And we know that we must kill the gay, starting with the pop group Wham. And we know that in all things God
works. I don't
God
know if Andrew Ridgely is gay.
He's Andy Rich. What's his name? Ridgely?
Andrew Ridgely.
Andrew Ridgely, whom no one can remember, is in fact gay and loves the cock. No.
A lot to you that you think about or cite?
The Bible means a lot to me, but I don't want to get into specifics.
Even to cite a verse that
no,
you like?
No, I don't want to do that.
An Old Testament guy or a New Testament guy?
Probably.
Okay. Oh, okay.
My.
Let's predict.
Who are these
guys? Are you an Old Testament guy or a new? They're even asking him if he can name half of the Bible. Right?
These guys are clearly fucking with him.
Of course they are.
It's the best.
They're like, can you name a verse? No. Well, can you name half of the book you like? Which half?
When's Trump going to have these guys let out of the room?
Which type of Bible do you read, Donald? Do you read the New King James Version? Hey. Do you read the American translation? Do you read...
Hey, let me tell you something.
Do you put rocks in a hat?
No, at Vile Experience, where I'm from, that makes a fucking difference.
I know it does. I know.
Some people are like, we read the Good News Bible. You know what that is?
That means you're going straight to fucking hell.
No, it's the Bible. I think it's written like, you know... With less flowery language, it's for dumb people. You
know, so it's the Fisher Price Bible.
Yeah. They live by the Fisher Price Bible, which I don't know.
Probably equal. I think it's just an incredible. The whole Bible is an incredible. I joke.
Which do you prefer, the New Testament or the Old Testament? Equal.
Did he say? Did I just hear him say they're incredible? Yeah. Play it again. Play it again.
An incredible, the whole equal. I think it's just an incredible, the whole Bible is an incredible. I joke very much so. They always hold up the Art of the Deal. I say my second favorite book of all time.
Oh, my God.
Donald Trump doing a little Sarah Palin of his own. Oh, God.
You know,
incredible.
I mean, really, there's one thing if you're a normal dude and you're like in this church shit, you're like, oh, I read the Bible every night, and you never have, you know, so what? No one's ever gonna like be up your ass about it,
right?
But my God, how did no one on staff say, Donald, if you keep mentioning the Bible, eventually someone's going to fucking ask you about
somebody it. Nobody might call you on it.
No, you antichrist motherfucker, you've never even read it. Too bit, you got your nose in these Hitler speeches. What the fuck?
What's your favorite? Okay, well, what's your favorite Hitler speech then?
Think about this. Melania, or whoever the fuck he's with, is like, oh, he reads Hitler speeches. She didn't see why it's bad.
It was Ivanka, wasn't it? The first one.
Maybe she doesn't think Hitler speeches are necessarily a bad thing.
A non-American, by the way.
Oh, yes. God.
So that was amazing. That is a great.
Is that it?
Donald Trump, that's all I have.
Oh,
Donald Trump, I apologize.
God.
I do apologize.
Damn it, that is not enough of that. I want more of him explaining the Bible. It's incredible. Are you a New Testament or Old Testament guy? Equal. They're both incredible.
Well, I'll bet it comes back now after this came out. He's going to be, they're going to be coming. Ladies and gentlemen, coming in at number 5 is The Weeknd with, on the Billboard Hot 100, The Weeknd with The Hills.
You say keep our business on the low, low. I'm just trying to get you out the friend zone. Cause you look even better than the photos.
Wait, I'm trying to get you out of the friend zone cause you look even better than what?
I didn't understand that. You at the friend zone.
Skip ahead.
Who knows what the fuck? Where was this recorded? The vocals.
I'ma let you know.
It sounds like he's in a cabinet. He's in the cabinet with the speeches.
Well, that's The Weeknd, ladies and gentlemen. So, hovering at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100.
That song is total shit, right? Do you like that song?
You know,
yay or nay? You would never listen to that.
No, I mean, I don't think I'd buy that.
Okay, then you don't like it.
I just skipped a minute ahead. I think the whole thing's kind of like that. It's very
it's
ethereal.
Like shitty in ya.
Very shitty in ya.
You are shit up in ya.
It's very, very...
9!
Yeah. Coming in at number 4 is Major Lazer. And DJ Snake.
I got your laser snake right here.
Hovering at number 4.
Perfect.
Featuring meh.
Meh.
What is that M with that weird zero?
Oh, God. You're a
zero
loser.
With a line through it.
Loser.
Like meh. A Scandinavian kind of thing.
Borsky, Borsky.
With Lean On.
What yes. that, you know, that's something the thing goes, bleh, 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 bleh.
Yeah.
Is that an instrument or
no,
someone's
I think that's
voice?
Her. I think that's a voice.
A human voice is making that sound?
Yeah, it's bleh, bleh, bleh. It's all Indian, okay. Like India themed.
Okay. But a human being makes that and not a keyboard. That is.
Well, a sampled human being, I think.
Jesus works in mysterious ways.
There you go. That's the number 4 song of the week. Lean On.
With,
I like it. Yeah, I don't mind it.
I like this. I like that part.
You like the next one too. I like the next one.
Yay.
Because.
Whip, whip.
You already know who it is. Now watch me whip, kill it.
Now watch me, nay-nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip,
whip. Watch me, nay-nay. Why me do it?
Wait,
wait.
Stanky leg. It's
okay.
At 1 minute.
Break your leg. Break your leg.
Break your leg.
Do the stanky leg.
Stank.
Do the stanky leg.
Stank.
Do the stanky leg.
Stank.
With Watch Me at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Hilarious.
It's fun as fuck. And coming in at number 2, ladies and gentlemen.
Watch me, nay-nay.
The Weeknd again.
Oh, shit. They're all over the place.
Their second song in the top 5. Hovering at number 2 is... we like this one, though.
Oh, do we?
Not big fans of the number 5 song. Big fans of this one. This is Can't Feel My Face.
I love it.
me, at least we're both enough.
There you go. Wow. The Weeknd is really tearing up the charts.
Can't feel his face. He needs to switch to an indica.
Right. And at number one, a song that we've enjoyed.
Yay.
Hovering at number one again, ladies and gentlemen, is none other than OMI.
OMI.
The Felix Jean remix.
Go fuck yourself.
And it is.
Oh, this is a good song. Oh, this is the cheer.
Takes place out on the beach. The video with OMI with cheerleader.
When I need motivation, my one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? I'm pretend who will make you feel like cheating. I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
There you go. OMI with cheerleader.
It may not be like a literal cheerleader they're talking about. It could be like a cheerleader, someone that supports you. Not necessarily.
I think that's probably what he's going for.
Somebody with pom-poms.
However, there seem to be, a lot of attractive women that are apparently supporting him in the video.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Watch me. What is it? Watch me something. Watch me nay-nay.
Watch me whip. Watch me nay-nay.
Salindo.
Right. Ding-a-day. How's he going to follow that one up?
I don't know. He may. I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, the number one song in Japan right now is Leo Lieri with Kimi ga Kureta Natsu.
Nine!
No.
You know what's in the news again? All over the HuffPo Weird News is more pictures from these like how to poop theme parks that are in Tokyo.
God.
You know
they're fascinated. Yeah. They're fascinated with pooping.
Oh, and then they're... Oh, forget it. I don't want to talk about it.
What don't you want to talk about?
Oh, God. There's a horrible restaurant that features a dish that is supposed to have the same texture and smell as... You know, shit in Japan or something. It's not shit, but it's supposed to mimic it.
Wow.
Who wants that? Wait,
eat shit?
God, yeah, it's actually, you eat shit.
Wow.
No, man, listen, you can still read a book. You can read a book. Don't go to the shit restaurant, man.
Don't go to the shit restaurant.
What is this?
Song on the Christian charts. Need to Breathe, Brother featuring Gavin DeGraw.
Oh, yes. He's the sexiest tree. This video's crazy. Guys, I love the song. What?
So that's the number one Christian song of the week, ladies and gentlemen, of the Hot 100.
Follow him on Grindr.
On the Christian, we should say.
Yay.
Hot 100. We've got a couple other stories. We only got a couple minutes left here, though.
And then the weekend.
And I've got a couple of stories that are probably going to be longer, so we'll save them for the Monday show.
Oh, shit.
Don't forget, we're here 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific every goddamn freaking weekday for your ear holes.
We got to bring back that 5 o'clock whistle shit, man. Remember that?
Oh, the 5 o'clock
like
whistle,
that.
Yeah.
But it's weird because we're two, and for most people, the 5 o'clock whistle would be at the beginning of our fucking show, right?
I guess I've got a quick story, yeah.
Nah.
And in the middle for, like, central time. I've got a quick story. This is a gerrymandering story.
Evil.
Gerrymandering, however, possibly gone wrong. This is a little town. You know, they do it even in towns, like in districts for, wards and stuff like that.
The Coke tentacles have a far reach.
So this is Columbia, Missouri.
Yes.
The city council created what they call a local community improvement district.
Okay.
Which means they basically carved out a little section of a voting district, which would primarily be all businesses.
Okay.
So all business owners, all people that own land in, you know, would be
they're in the same
in that
district.
Area. Right. They want to have the authority to impose a half-cent sales tax with voter approval.
Okay.
So they did these shenanigans with the gerrymandering.
Okay, I see.
And they thought they were all set. But then it turns out that things didn't go quite to plan because they found out that University of Missouri student Jen Henderson somehow lives inside this new created district. They have one voter.
Oh, my God.
So she and she alone.
Right.
Because it's property owners. Nobody yes. lives in the district. Because she lives there alone now, she's going to get to decide whether to approve
right.
a state tax increase.
Oh, my God.
So the evil corporate overlords thought they had it fine and that they'd be able to, you know, put a sales tax.
Hey, it's a fuck up, right?
And they say she's not happy with the way they did things, the way they did this bullshit gerrymandering.
It's crazy.
So they even asked her to unregister to vote.
What?
So like, can you deregister?
No.
So that the vote goes to the property owners. She says she is skeptical of the proposed sales tax increase and is saying that really how regressive it is when the benefits go to the businesses.
Yes.
So they're going to tax the people.
Right.
And give the benefits to the businesses.
Which is some bullshit.
If she votes against the sales tax, the only way that this area will be able to then pay off its debts will be to levy taxes on the property.
No, I see.
On the property owners, all the businesses that own the property.
That's brilliant.
We'll see how she votes, but yeah. It might bite them in the ass. They carved out this weird fucking looking district.
That's
what they thought was going to be only businesses. Yeah. Keep the voters out of the process.
You fucking assholes.
And then they found one that was living there.
So stupid.
And now they might be fucked by it.
A dick for you to eat.
A big bag of dicks for them.
But hey, it worked out maybe.
And that'll wrap it up.
Oh my God.
Then for this week, a little bit of good news that maybe some assholes redistricting shenanigans.
Fuck y'all.
Maybe.
Watch me whip. God. Watch me nay nay.
We're going to be back, ladies and gentlemen, next week. 2 to 4 p.m. every weekday, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Download us at crabdiving.com, at iTunes, at Stitcher. If you do, leave a nice review.
And so say we all.
If you're going to buy shit, buy it through Amazon. Help us out here on the show. We don't have any advertising or anything. We don't seek out advertising. We're not going to dance to the man.
Right. Enter our portal.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and we get a little cut, a little taste, a little nibble. It doesn't cost you a penny. We appreciate that. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy tonight at the Bomb Shelter in Los Angeles. Tomorrow night, the Rated R Comedy Show, followed by Sloppy Seconds. Find out the deets. Go to @RatedRComedy on Twitter. Go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter @ViolExperience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Back next week, everybody. Buy your soup.
EDFN. Buy your soup.
Oh, dear God.
Okay.
The soup comes in
6 gallons of this.
It weighs almost 50 pounds.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.